Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Digital Health and Discovery podcast hosted by Dell Technologies. I'm your host, Chad Ezeletz, and today we have an exciting topic for you, BioIT World 2023. In this episode, we'll discuss the upcoming event, including Dell's sponsorship, some of the exciting sessions we'll be presenting in. And today I'm joined by my colleague and life sciences expert, Mr. Ken Berta.
Hi, Chad. Nice to be here.
Thank you for taking the time today. We appreciate it. So let's dive right into it since the event's only a few weeks away. What is BioIT World and why do we participate as Dell Technologies?
Well, BioIT World is one of the premier events showcasing technologies and analytics that approach and solve big problems that we see in advanced science. So it's really a showcase for a lot of how IT can solve some of the biotechnology problems that we see in research, pharmaceutical and drug development and discovery, as well as advanced research in the larger institutions that also attend a show like this. It's been going on for about 22 years now. We've attended every year that I've been here at Dell, but I think we've attended for many years prior to that as one of the anchors of this show, and always look forward to the new topics and ideas that come through when you're at a show like this.
Yeah, that's a great point, Ken. I think, when you get onto the show agenda and you look at the tracks that are available for the audience to attend and to continue their education, it's pretty clear as to why a lot of IT vendors are really excited about BioIT World, what it means for the life sciences industry, right, and how IT partners can help. So on the topic of partners, first and foremost, we're co-sponsoring with NVIDIA again. We've done this a few times. Why do we continue to do it, and what does it mean for Dell Technologies and NVIDIA that we continue to go together to this kind of event?
I think it enables both of us to be able to showcase our partnership, the very front end of accelerators and the development work that is very specific that NVIDIA does, and how that fits into the large, well-managed storage that we provide, and how those two things build a stack for accelerating discovery in pharma and biotechnology. I think it's a theme that we can go over and over again. We have a lot of new products coming out that will work together with NVIDIA. We are a big platform partner of NVIDIA's, and we like to be able to showcase those capabilities in genomics, looking at things like cryo-EM and other opportunities we have to work together with our partners at NVIDIA. We usually look at data management in some of the ways we present here, but this time we're focusing on the AI for drug discovery and development track. So I think this will be a very interesting talk that we're going to give.
Yeah, I think that NVIDIA is seeing a lot of the same things that we are in the industry, and we're really looking forward to talking to the audience about how we can help them, to your point, in AI and drug discovery, and maybe going on some of just the clinical genomics conversations that we've had in the past. What's next? As we mentioned drug discovery, but across that realm of cohort building, supporting the customer and smart manufacturing, and getting drugs to market, right? What does that whole process look like, and how can we in NVIDIA help that? Help bring that along. Since we're there with NVIDIA, we're going to have a joint presentation. Why don't you talk a little bit about what we'll be discussing and when that session will take place?
Sure. Well, first off, we're going to have a booth together. The booth is booth 908. It's a 10 by 20 this year, so we'll have some seats, some places we can sit down and have some meetings. There's also a meeting area right across the hall from us. So please visit us there. We are, as I mentioned, in the AI for drug discovery and development track. We have a lunch presentation on May 18th from 1:05 to 1:50. So we have time to allow people to sit down and get their lunch ready, but I think it's going to be a much bigger group, and we're looking forward to this talk. Our topic is data-driven innovation and accelerated drug discovery through AI and high-performance computing. I'll be joined on the podium with Rory Kelleher. He's the Director of Healthcare and Life Sciences for the Americas from NVIDIA. And we'll split our talk a little bit between the new things they're doing, some of the new products they have to help accelerate discovery, and some of the things we do on the back end and how we manage our storage and support some of the things that they're doing. So I think it'll be a very interesting talk. We should have a very good sized crowd, and you'll be able to eat lunch while you're listening to us. So that's always handy.
Yeah, I think it's the perfect time of day. I have seen the slides. I think it's a great presentation, what's coming together so far. So I really hope the audience that is attending will take the time to sit down and watch that. It's amazing what NVIDIA has been doing. It's incredible how our technology can help support and power those workflows. So really great, great conversation that should take place during that luncheon presentation. On the topic, Ken, why don't we discuss a little bit about the when and where, right? So in case some of the audience isn't familiar with the show.
Sure, sure. BioIT World is in Boston. It's going to be at the Heinz Convention Center from May 16th through 18th. The show schedule is pretty wide open. It's kind of a 9 to 5-er. There's going to be a reception the first evening that folks can come in. We'll be, like I said, in a fairly large booth. We'll have staff there manning it. There'll be a lot of, there's going to be food on the floor. And then we're surrounded by the conference areas where you can go in and listen to some of the talks that are going on in some of the side rooms too. So it's a great event in Boston. You know, it's been there for years, and I think it really opens up a lot of opportunity for folks from Cambridge and a lot of the big BioIT space there in the region to be able to just walk over to the show and participate.
Yeah, I think what's interesting about BioIT World is I believe the expo floor is open for the duration of the event. So instead of being pressured to only get into see exhibitors and talk to these available companies that are exhibiting in a short window, it's open all day, right? So I think people can kind of come in and mingle and ask their questions and find the folks that they want to talk to at a better pace and kind of absorb the entire show, which I think is really valuable from an audience perspective.
Yeah, the hall's open from 9:30 to 6, to be specific.
Yeah.
So there are coffee breaks and poster sessions and a lot of other things go on. There's a few best of show awards. That's always interesting to see what the crowd picks out as some of the best in show solutions. So it's a nice event. And it's not too big. It's not small either, but it's not too big. I can't remember what our expected attendance is this year, but it's usually a fairly decent size.
Yeah, and to your point, because of its location, it's pretty well attended by some great heavy hitters. And I think on that same topic, Ken, why don't we discuss a little bit about who else will be exhibiting? Who else can people expect to see there, especially partners of Dell?
Yeah, some of our partners, our bigger partners, one of our compression partners, Petagene, will be there. They'll have a 10 by 20 booth as well. Snowflake, a partnership that we've kicked off to do analytics in the cloud, that team will be there. We have a new partnership with GCP or Google. They'll be there. We can talk a little bit about how our cloud solutions work together with them. And of course, Illumina, the big gene sequencing provider, has a lot of new services out there. And there's a stack that we've developed directly for taking genomic information into PowerScale directly. So we can certainly talk about that with some of them. I believe Thermo Fisher is going to be there also. So a lot of heavy hitters from the industry will be in the booth area, as well as some large sponsors. I think AWS is a sponsor, but they're not having a booth, but I'm sure they're giving a talk. So a lot of the folks you'd want to see would be there.
Yeah, which is great. Let's highlight how that relationship, those relationships are being built and maintained, and how we can all help our customers, accelerate their next discovery.
All righty. So again, we're looking forward to seeing everybody at BioIT World. That's May 16th through 18th at the Heinz Convention Center in Boston. We look forward to seeing you at our booth, number 908. Both Chad and I will be there. So Chad, I'm looking forward to seeing you there, as well as everyone listening.
Yeah, thank you so much, Ken. Always looking forward to doing another event with you. We'll have some great colleagues attending and staffing the booth as well. Some great folks from NVIDIA that will be participating with us. So really looking forward to this event. Ken, thank you for your time. We always appreciate it.
Thank you, Chad. Yeah, glad to be here.
You know, before the show, be sure to check us out at Dell.com to see what kind of solutions we have to offer. This has been a great conversation with my colleague, Ken Berta. Until next time, thanks for listening.